Wanna do more when it comes to the people, the meaning of life between me and you. Show me the money, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, smooth dude. When it comes to the people, the meaning of life between me and you. Show me the money, Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, smooth dude.
You got the
table. Yeah, boom, it's one right there. Yeah, one right here.
I need the table.
Yeah.
You good right there.
So, got all y'all here. We ain't gonna do too much intro with it, but this is another Good Dogs episode. We got good folks in the building, and we talking about what comes first when we dating.
Smiling, you get on my nerves.
What comes first in a relationship, or what comes first in dating? So, we looking at that as a plus early, and what things you look out for, and what things you can't accept more so than you can accept when you're looking. You know, the physical, you know, how they smell, how they look, what type of car they drive. You know, all those things are kind of they're plus early, but they can be a deterrent from the surface, you know, and from things that go deeper. So that's where we are with it. And y'all pretty much got the floor. Y'all got the floor. You know what I'm saying?
I know the monkey wrench out there early.
This is open topic, open floor.
Know it.
So the thing is, we're talking about what we may look for, what we may expect out of these first dates. But who said we was dating?
Okay.
Hello.
But pretend. Play make believe.
No, who said we was dating? Who said I'm no girl that wants to be taken out on dates?
I just
want to
be bent over.
Well, I'm saying that's that. I mean, but I'm saying I may not be the wine and dine type.
Off the rip.
Because, like, for me, for example, just being who I am, I've always hung with dudes. I've always been a little sister. I've always been a little homie, and those are actual platonic friendships.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm so used to hanging, chilling, this and this and that. I'm not used to the wine and the dining.
So,
okay, it'd be nice, yeah, if you take me out to a restaurant. But at the same time, just because we might want to sit at home and Netflix and chill don't mean we got a Netflix chilling. But
right.
I wouldn't mind if we was getting to know each other and I was watching you play Fortnite.
Right.
Because I'm watching you in your element. I'm still learning about you. Who says you got a date to learn about somebody? That's all I'm saying. I just wanted to throw that monkey wrench out there. Who said we was dating?
So what you're saying is that, and I'm air quoting here, dating doesn't necessarily mean formal courtship as we were kind of raised to look at what courtship looks like. Courtship looks different nowadays.
Well, and even still, courtship back in the day, they weren't allowed to go off the porch.
Right.
How mean?
So it wasn't about going out on dates.
And you better have them ankles covered up.
Right.
Yeah, you had to get permission too.
Right. So that's what I said, who said we dating?
So it's more of a friendship than a date.
Yeah. A lot of my relationships started off as friendships. Yeah. So that's why I said, who said we dating?
Because I ain't even going to lie. Even some people, you know, when I took it as a point of me chilling, getting to know you, a lot of guys, you know, they took it as misconstruing the time, discombobulating that with the thought of we pursuing it to another point or, you know what I'm saying, after a month, maybe, you know, 2 months, they like, okay, well, I thought we was dating. Who said that?
Nobody. They made assumptions.
I didn't say that. I didn't bring that to you, and I'm very straightforward at the end of the day. If that's what it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. I'm getting to know you regardless. You know what I'm saying? It takes time. And then even still, you know what I'm saying? Again, like, you know, to touch on that, I've been around a lot of males, and you know what I'm saying? And they always take that, you know. No, that's not what it's about. You know what I'm saying? I'm the homie. You know what I'm saying? I chill. I do everything you want to do. I'm into that and all that. But at the same time, we might look at you. You know what I'm saying? We might think. It depends on the time. Again, we in your element, so we learning about you. But that don't mean we dating. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys get that out of context versus just asking. All you gotta do is ask. We'll let you know. Don't,
if you're confused.
Don't get it. Yeah, don't get it misconstrued now. You know what I'm saying? We out on a date, I'm gonna let you know. All right, that's a date.
Yeah.
And I ask, are we going on? Are you trying to go get something to eat?
Yeah.
Is this a date?
I need to know before I come and get my wings and stuff.
But see, and on the flip side, right. That's the same thing that goes for the ladies. Just because a dude that took you on 3 dates don't mean y'all in a relationship.
Yeah, oh, come on. They could be just wanting to kick it in too.
Right, and fellas, just because
that's what he think he gotta do. He think he gotta take you on 3 days to get some.
Right, and to the fellas, just because you paid for a couple of meals or you paid for some movie tickets or you took me to, you know, this to a comedy club, that doesn't mean I owe you some coochie. That doesn't mean that we're dating. And you know, communication is very key. So after like that first time you go kick it, we go on bowling, or you know, your homie having a birthday party, you want me to ride with you. After that happens, for me at least, my experiences has been, after that happens like maybe 2 times, maybe 3 depending on the person, I'm going to start asking questions. Because what you're not going to do is, especially when they're spending their money. This is one thing that I learned, because since, you know, being like a woman who, I'm not, even in my marriage, I'm bad about, you know, I don't have to ask for anything in my marriage. Thank the Lord. You know, I married a good man. So I don't have to ask for anything. But it was, I don't ask men in particular for things. I'm going to go to, if I do need, let's say I need $20. I'm going to go to my homegirl.
Yeah.
But sis, the check ain't right. Yeah. I need this, this, and the third before I go to any man. Not my daddy, not my uncle, not my any man. Especially not no man that I'm still in the get to know phase. Because I've learned that sometimes men, when they're spending their money, usually because they have this idea of, this masculine idea of men's role is to provide. So they feel like they've been providing for you. They almost feel like you are kind of sort of obligated, or how could you not think that we're dating when I didn't pay for dinners? I didn't help you. I didn't put gas in your car. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. And so for me, after I've seen him spend his money on me freely, after like 2 times, it's time for us to have a conversation just to make sure that we're clear. And then 5 more times that you spend some money, because now we didn't spend more time with each other. I'm gonna ask, if he hasn't mentioned it, I'm gonna ask again, because I don't want there to be any assumptions that I'm using you. Have I used some men for their money? Absolutely.
We all wasn't have those.
Everybody, hella. But if I'm really feeling you, or if you're a friend, if it's one of those male friendships that you see making a turn into something that's a little bit more than friends, even if it haven't hit sex yet, you just got to make sure you both of y'all are still feeling and thinking the same things before next thing you know, you done lost your friend and you ain't got no man.
Yeah, that's true.
Sound like boundaries.
Yes, it's boundaries. But to take away from the monkey wrench and get back to the subject, what do I expect out of dates? How do I find what I'm looking for on dates? Me, personally, I don't think I'm going to find. I don't think I'm going to find what I'm looking for on dates. I've been on dates. Great. I'm a little nervous because I ain't trying to trip. I ain't trying to fall. Right. I'm trying to eat cute. You know, I'm trying, make sure I only get 2 cocktails instead of taking 8 shots with your ass, because I'm one of the homies. That's what I'm used to doing. And it's like, so if I'm not being my true, authentic self, I'm too busy in my head to be looking at you and be like, oh, well, what do you have to offer? I'm trying to make sure I'm cutting my steak cute. Excuse me, my pork chop. No, chicken cutlet.
You get chicken. But you get chicken.
You can't always order steak now.
You can't. Hello? No. Can you afford me? If you can't afford whatever on the menu, don't ask me to come there.
First of all,
period.
If you taking me to Outback, that's going to be first and the last.
That's all I'm saying. Bitch, you don't want no. You too good for a blooming on your bitch.
What if he's the manager?
Back in the day, Outback was like.
What if he's the manager?
What that mean?
Can we go somewhere outside of your workplace?
Okay. Hello?
No disrespect.
That's fine.
But I don't want to, because you going to throw me off with all these bitches giving me the side eye. Because I know it's always like that.
And you know what I'm saying? So to your workplace.
That right there. And I mean, that's weird. I had to learn that it's not necessarily, I'm going to say, again, if you take me to Outback on the first date, then go, you didn't borrow no coins from your friends. I'm not coming for nobody's pockets. But I don't give out the Outback type vibe.
Okay.
Where would you want to go? Like, so if a dude was to suggest a restaurant, let's say, hey, he does say, I want to, Crystal, I like you. I want to take you out on a date. I want to go out to eat with you. What's a place that he would say that you'd be like, God damn it, he get it?
You say, meet the Fat Boys.
That's the crab place?
Yes, ma'am. Because I'm going to be eating seafood.
I don't know as many folks turn down crab if they eat it.
I'm going to be happy.
Ain't so many folks turn down no crab.
I'm not going to be like, oh, why you ain't take me to Gilligan's? No, motherfucker, you got me my shrimps and my scallops, so I'm good.
What you going to order at? What you ordering, though?
So let me ask y'all this.
Oh, I'm going to order the appetizer. I got to order two, and I need a half dozen of male crabs. I'm going to order, but... Anyway.
How you gonna be cute eating crabs, huh?
What is doing too much? What is doing too much early? Like, example, doing too much. If, let's just say, you know, we don't always tell everything up front, obviously, when you are being friends or you being a homie. And, you know, alcohol can bring out sometimes the wrong conversations, too, when you first get to know somebody. But... what is doing too much? And I allude to...
Meaning conversation.
Oh. So if I'm planning to go to Fat Boys or I'm going to Crafty Crab or something like that, and I'm not too sure if that's what you like, first of all, you got to ask them, so what do you like to eat? Like, those questions, what I mean, when it comes up early is you don't really know what somebody likes early, right? Mm-hmm. So what is doing too much? Like, is it a point where women get over, they feel like they're being... a man is being over aggressive with his questioning, with his mood that he's trying to take you. Well, I thought after this, we would go. My homeboy got a party, or I want to go by the river and do, like, is it? Cause see, we get like that. Like, if we feeling you early, and men, like you said, we thinking with the wrong head sometimes early, right? And whether we get it or not, we gonna ask those questions because we, well, shit, we going all in. Either she gonna say yeah, or even she not. Either way, I'm gonna have to find out. So what is going over is what I would say. What would be some things where a man is going over early?
I think that the only way he would be doing too much is if he started asking me about sexual stuff and you ain't even fed me yet. The pussy dry.
Damn.
It's dry for you right now. Okay. Might have gave your ass some when you first said you wanted to go somewhere, but now you done sent me a unrequested picture of your dick. And you talking about all kind of shit that's got
and
only to do with my aesthetic.
Follow me on Instagram.
But it's not too much for me if you're asking me questions about things that I like because you're trying to plan a date, that's a turn on for women.
Yeah.
Because that shows us that you're not just trying to get some coochie. Most women...
or you willing to put the work in for the coochie.
I mean, you're willing to put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Not even just for the coochie, but you're not just out here fishing for some pussy. Now, a lot of women, if we're in our phase of our life where we're being sexually free and that's just part of how we're living, then I'm going to know if I want to give you some coochie before you ask me to go out to eat. Mm-hmm. It's going to be up to you to lose the coochie. Mm-hmm. You can lose the coochie quick. I'm gonna get. I might want to give you some.
I knew when
and if the date is some trash, if I really wanted to see what the dick hitting on, I'm still gonna give you some pussy. Then I'm gonna block your ass the next day and
pretty much
talk shit about you to my friends.
Pretty much.
Okay, so I got a question for the ladies. I would like to ask y'all: is it true that the man gets the woman? Or the woman gets the man.
Ooh.
It depends.
Well, I think it depends, but I do believe if you're dealing with a grown woman,
the man gets the woman.
That's about her business. The man will get the woman.
The woman findeth a good thing.
If you're dealing with a grown woman, then y'all, we do want to be hunted. I'm gonna tell you what this old lady told me when I was younger and a little wild. And was talking to this older lady about and she heard me say that these men out here is dogs. And this is what she told me. She had to be in her 70s. She said, baby, let me tell you something. And that's how she used to talk. Baby, let me tell you something. If the dog is chasing you, let him catch you. If you got to chase the dog, he ain't trying to get caught. Said, oh, bitch, a word. And ever since she told me that, my outlook on how I dated and how I perceived men changed. Yep. It changed for me. And granted, I'm not a person that's going to play hard to get. I don't play them type of games. You know, I'm pretty direct with what I want and all of that. But if we go out on Monday and you're not a real busy, you work a damn 9-to-5, we go out on Monday night and I don't hear from you till Friday, you ain't really chasing me. And I don't need you calling my phone every other hour.
Damn, I was about to say, but, yes, I gotta care enough.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But show me that you're interested. Ask me some questions. Ask me how my damn day was. You know what I mean? If you see me do something that might be a little awkward to you, ask me about it. You know what I'm saying? Just notice little things. If we talking on the phone on Friday night and I'm eating Cap'n Crunch, when I see you on Wednesday, if you show up to pick me up and you got me some Cap'n Crunch, or if you heard me say, damn, I ain't got no milk, I'm going to have to go get some milk tomorrow. And we supposed to go out that night. When you come pick me up, if your ass brought some milk, the almond milk that I drink, you might mess around and get you some pussy tonight. Over some almond milk might get you some pussy.
Hey.
What are you pointing at your ring for? But he pointing at his ring because it's true. Because Andrew pays attention to those little... He learned that pretty quickly, that I'm really not into, like, lavish things. Do I love lavish things? Hell yeah.
On
but I prefer to go get them myself. Because that's how I reward me
that
for working
hard. That was
big for
me, too.
And it was hard for... Was it hard for you?
That was big for me.
How did that make you feel?
Because I wanted to get shit that I knew I wanted to see you in. You see what I'm saying? And it was almost like, I want to see my woman in this. You know what I'm saying? And when you was like, I don't need you to give me no bras.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I'm in the Macy's. And I'm looking. And I'm like, damn, he's trying to see through. He's trying to see.
You was in the wrong store, bro.
No, I was just looking. I was just looking, getting ideas. I probably was, though. But I'm just getting ideas. And I'm like, I ain't finna buy nothing. But I'm just seeing, you know, what she may like as opposed to, again, what I know she don't like. Because I don't want to make the wrong move if I'm going to continue this. You know what I'm saying? So it was certain things, you're right, but I don't want to go too deep. But it was like I had to sit back and actually look at it like, damn, she don't want this. She said, I get my own bras. You know, I get my own clothes like that. You want to help me out? If something here break and you fix it, that's a plus.
Hello.
And see, it was things like that. I remember you told
me. Nigga, I need a lawnmower.
She said, don't play Superman if you really Clark Kent.
That's exactly what I said.
And that struck. Like, don't come in here trying to save me. I don't need you to save me. I need you to be who you are and be attentive and be, you know what I'm saying, and be responsive to certain things. So, I mean, that's what I was saying about looking at it early and saying, all right, don't overstep your boundaries. And
but that's also
if she got one, she going to get to you if she wants you to have it.
That's getting to know somebody.
Yeah.
I was at a certain time in my life, though, so for me it was all business then. Like, I was the hunter.
I wish you would have told me because I would have told you, listen, when you get past a certain cup size, you can't shop for them.
Mm-mm. He know where to get them bras now. But to play devil's advocate, during that time, that was a time when I was dealing with my own body issues, as all of us women, and all women, you know, y'all men.
Why y'all love rubbing on our stomach?
Man, listen. Yes. Women we don't like y'all grabbing our little.
Right.
We be feeling subconscious. What y'all look at and y'all be like, damn,
that shit is sexy.
Yeah. You know,
they be getting off on that.
You know,
it's warm.
Like, yeah.
And we be sitting here like, I'm trying to get some liposuction.
Warm cookies.
Right.
He said warm cookies. He's on some warm cookies.
No, the less you be down.
Yeah, don't you want me holding it?
But that's not y'all's issue. That's our issue. And so, as you know, since I've been on this, you know, journey with my body, since we've been together, now that I'm feeling more confident in my skin, and we've been married a couple of years. We've been together for 5 years now. Mm-hmm. So we've been together longer. And so now that I'm more comfortable, when I do go out and I want to buy my lingeries and my cute bra and panty sets and whatever, he liked the color red. That's not necessarily my favorite color. But I might get a cute little red bra and panty set to wear for him. I'm going to pick it out because I need to make sure the band fit and the panty fit and it ain't cutting in my side roll. And
right.
I'm going to pick it out for those reasons so that when I do put it on, I'm feeling like the baddest bitch out here.
Right.
And it's going to turn my husband on too.
Right.
And so that's where our communication had to come in. Like,
very
okay,
vital.
I know you want to see me in this type of stuff. Maybe it's not what I'm used to. But I'm willing to give something new a try because you're not just some nigga I'm fucking. Right. You're my husband now. So you finna get all of right. all of me. Whatever kind of slut you want today, I'm here for you.
Right.
I can't walk in heels, but I can put them in the air. Right. Hello.
Okay.
It's an ego stroke.
Look, it's bitch can't walk in them. I just you. Yeah. I got to lay on my back, put my feet. You slap my feet, and there you go.
Yeah, and hold
don't
on.
Touch the floor.
Hello.
Yeah, ah. No, I got.
Don't touch the floor.
Hold on, babe. I'm gonna take these.
Arches is bad. Look.
Shit.
So that was that answered your question,
oh,
didn't
yeah,
it?
My bad.
We was gonna get over a little bit.
Cause I was about to be like when he grabbed
him. Not 100%, but yeah, a little bit. It's.
Let me. Can I throw something and add to your question? If I can get the man, I don't want him.
Right.
Mm. I say that because.
In what way though?
If I am a very independent person, I'm not an independent woman.
That makes
sense.
I'm a
very independent person.
I follow that. That's deeper.
I am very intelligent, so that makes me a leader within myself. Over the years, I've had to learn how to follow. But if I can push you over, I don't want you. If I got to wear the pants, I don't want you. If I got to be the rock and both the shoulders, I don't want you. So if I can get you, I don't want you.
That's the answer I was... That's,
damn. Because in no way, shape, or form should you even allow me to get you. Because you should be getting me.
Does that clear it up for you?
Well, Danny, you need to be 27 years. Before I get there, you should be there.
Yep.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Before I thought about it, the thought should already been taken care of.
Hmm. And you came up with the solution.
Hello. I'm like, oh.
But stop asking me questions, Danny.
So that's what they mean when they say you keep your eyes on the prize.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because when you're looking for, you're in a contest, it's almost like it's a contest.
It
almost
is, for sure.
Because like you stated earlier, all y'all three alluded to this. If you dating Tim, Mike, and Joe, right, it ain't our business. I don't care about them. I'm not looking to care about them. That's where you get off at. And you go into the hole looking to see who she is on Instagram, who following her, and who this dude. And you already lost, homeboy.
Right, them your
because
insecurities,
those
not
are
mine.
Insecurities. You gotta be knowing.
To know me. Right. Don't go
I gotta know that what I'm doing is what I'm doing, and if it's gonna sell,
huh?
It's gonna sell. It's up to her to pick it up and look at it and say, you know what? Because I know we know y'all do this. You know y'all go through y'all.
Yeah, because I stalked him.
Say he said, that comment he made,
yeah.
That comment was all right.
Because I'm trying to
let me see what else he got.
Out.
Let me see what else he doing. Okay, independent.
Yeah, we watch.
And so that's what I say when you get to that stage.
We have to watch because we have to read and find the answers that men won't outright give. You ask women a question, you don't have to go through our damn story now unless she running game.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not talking about 20-some-year-olds. We're talking about us.
Or right. Immature 40s.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, they out there.
That's another podcast,
yeah.
But.
Ooh, they out there, too.
They
out
there.
They out there.
But for your typical mature adult.
They out there.
You ask a woman a question, you'll get the answer. You don't have to be her friend on social media and scroll through her shit
ain't no guessing.
To go see how she comment, who she liking pictures on. Now, dudes, unfortunately, yeah, we going to have to go look for some answers. It is what it is because dudes are very evasive sometimes, and it's not that they have something to hide. Sometimes they don't know how to properly communicate, or they don't know how to properly address something, or it's too much of a representative who doesn't know what answer to give us.
And that may come from women that they've dated prior to you.
Absolutely.
That's
because
true.
They took that same formula.
They already into that mold.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They used to this, like you said, they used to the formula.
They used to it.
They don't understand this new equation.
Yep.
And what the whole answer would be to that.
Mm. Right. So when they go on that first date,
first
date is like robotic. You know what I'm saying? They expect, you know, remember that show, that movie, 50 First Dates? They expect the first date with every woman to be the same. Essentially, like in general, they expect if the guy went out with five women, right, and every single one of those days he went to dinner, they had a good conversation, and then the woman ain't talked to him no more. Well, here I come on the sixth date, he still want to be with somebody, which is why he's taking me on a date. But he really not changing anything that he's doing to try to get a different result from the date. And never did he look to say, well, maybe it's something I'm doing. Right. I just keep meeting these women that, you know, they just want me to wind them and dine them. And then the conversation falls off.
That's a good life lesson.
But they're bringing their representative to dinner. They're bringing who they think women want to see. Yeah. How about you just come and be yourself? If you want to get the fried pork chop and spill gravy on your shirt, we could sit there and I could laugh at you for spilling gravy on your shirt, but I would appreciate you being vulnerable around me because I can spill gravy on my shirt before too, and I would appreciate you being vulnerable around me because that tells me that you're feeling comfortable.
Be like, oh, let me get that for you. No, that's nothing. I got you.
Just the same way men say women got baggage, men carry hurt, and so it's just like you said,
and guilt.
I dealt with somebody who was just like used to gold diggers pretty much, and it's a person that had insecurities within himself. So it's like, you think you gotta spend money because he thought I was too pretty for him. I was too pretty to be with him,
right?
He thought, oh, you know, she's out of my league. Nice guy. I would have never looked back when I walked past first time. But it taught me a lesson not to judge a book by its cover.
Come on.
Wow. Open that joint up.
It taught me how to love somebody for who they are.
Not what you want them.
Not what I want them to be, because he was not without anything. And size.
Well, I wasn't what she wanted, but I was what she needed.
Well, yeah.
She told me that.
Yeah.
But this dude thought the answer was, our first day we went to Moe's. Our second date we went to somewhere else, fancy, smashy, or whatever. My birthday, we was at Proud Murray's. Mother's Day, before Mother's Day, I had happened to mention something about some perfume. So I got some Dolce & Gabbana perfume, some flowers and something. I'm like, oh, I don't want to fuck this shit. I had mentioned something about a watch. I was talking about a $7 watch out of Walmart that I needed for work because we couldn't take phones in there, and I ain't never know what time it was in a meeting. Oh, I get a what's them joints? Michelle watch for my birthday.
Oh, what's that?
Then we go to Cabo San Lucas. Now, when you go on a vacation with somebody, you find a real deal. By the time we got back, on the flight back, that motherfucker, I was in the front, he was in the back.
That's the best, speaking of.
But.
That's the best way, if you really think you're feeling somebody, the best way to get to know somebody is for both of you to get out of your comfort zone.
You set those up nice.
Yeah, because, you know, I knew that he liked to travel. I love to travel. You know, I didn't have kids and I was kind of single, just doing my own thing. So I traveled all the time. It was nothing. Let me have a 3-day weekend and a flight. Southwest had them little $80 flights. I'm out. See y'all. I'm coming to work Monday a little late. So I knew that the best way to get to know him for real, was for me to be in a place I ain't know much about, and for him to be in a place he ain't know much about. Because now we're both uncomfortable. We're going to have to figure out how are we going to get from point A to point B. You know what I'm saying? Like, you told me that you like the water, but are you going to go snorkeling with me?
Yes, I did.
Yes, he did. You know what I'm saying? But all of that talk and that outer crap that we talking during them little dates, you know, at Outback.
Well, you know what I'm saying? No, we ain't going to Outback. California tortilla. Was the California drink?
No, we went to...
What was the pizza joint?
Oh, California pizza. I love California pizza.
We went there. That was just on some humble. That was like last
minute. But that was just a... Yeah. Let me just see if you know how to talk.
Chevy.
But get them out their comfort zone, and then you'll get to stay with somebody for 4 or 5 days somewhere else. It don't even got to be out the country. Just go somewhere y'all ain't been before.
And you're going to get to know his ass
quick. Vacation is time to do what?
Unwind and think.
So that was what it was. It wasn't so much we went out of town together. We were stuck around each other all the time. Because at home, we was up underneath each other.
Mm.
He was coming off some shit that he had finally had time. He was taking care of his father and this and this and that. His son caught a case. His stepson caught a case or whatever for accidentally shooting somebody or trying, whatever the case was. And so it's like... DC tax and revenue. That's all I'm gonna say.
Woo.
We walked down the aisle together. But then it was like he was thinking about all that hurt. So he ended up withdrawing from me. So I decided to fuck. I could have been on vacation by myself. Right. So it's like, you know, I'ma have fun regardless. So, you know, I know what I'm doing if the windows is wide open. Because, you know, in Mexico, they pull them joints all the way going to the wall. I knew what I was doing. I had an audience over there. You ain't know it. You don't want to pay attention to me. They will while I'm paying attention to you.
But you was getting some attention and Cabo got down.
Goddamn. Because when I went out to the pool the next day, them three white boys was like, hey, I'm like, I don't do white, but because y'all was paying me some attention last night. But it's just like,
something wrong with your ass.
That is what it is, though.
But it is what it is.
But you start to seek in different places, though.
Right.
Not,
but it's not there.
And it wasn't genuine.
Yeah.
It wasn't genuine.
So what do y'all think? What do y'all think, Hannah? And that's important. But what do you feel when they, like, when a man is coming into it? You mentioned earlier that they don't open up early enough. And I could tell you from experience, I know, you know what I'm saying? Because, too, we almost feel like, damn, if I say too much, whether it's the right or wrong thing, right? Whether you feel I'm saying the right or wrong thing, a lot of it is from the hurt. Because we going into it, and he's like, well, I don't want to bring up what happened, but it don't leave. Yeah, like, right. It does not leave. And if we don't tell you early, and you find out anyway, then it's going to be like, why you ain't telling me about this? Right. And then you get deep and deep into those four or five dates.
Oh, well, so it's a fine line to tell you so much date.
Early. And then it's like,
or even if it don't come out early,
so what you gonna do?
It come out in a long run.
It depends on what you're talking about this come out is.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Unexpected time.
Right. And now we crucial into the relationship. We get deeper. Man, we are taking them trips.
If you talking about some like, kids. I mean, that's... Your baby mama live next door.
Yeah,
that's some upfront type shit.
That's right. The first date conversation.
But if you're talking about some stuff, you talking about your hurt, or you talking about some one of your life lessons learned, I'm not gonna expect you to be like on the second date.
Got you.
Yeah, right. My father Earl, this and this and that and the third,
right.
And this is why I'm like this. I'm not going to expect that. So
that will be too much. Answer your question. That will be
right. Sir. So that's what I'm saying. It depends on, you know, what that is. Like if I've got herpes. Let me know that before you got the first digit of my number.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Don't propose to me and be like, right. By the way.
But to answer your
don't hit search.
Right. Okay. I feel like if I am to date, if I'm forced into the date, I don't prefer to date.
Right.
Like I said, I prefer to get to know you in your natural element, my natural element. If your thing is going to watch the boys hoop down Berry Farms, babe, as long as I'm with you, that's what we're doing.
Gotcha.
Because that's what you like to do. I don't mind sports.
You're getting the feel for what
you
got. You
know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
If we at the movie theater...
Natural chemistry.
I don't think I'm going on another date with you.
We can't talk to somebody in the movie.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And all you're going to want to do
and
is...
And it's like, even if we go bowling...
You try to hold my hand?
Right. I don't want to... Don't take me bowling. Because
ain't the bowling female yet.
That I am, I'm going to think all you're doing is watching my ass it's when cold. I go up there to bowl.
Popcorn is cold. You trying to hold my hand.
You know what? See,
so I wouldn't want to go bowling.
Right.
I didn't even
think about that.
Right. Don't take me bowling. Because you just... I'm going to think... But that's me. I'm self-conscious about that. So I'm going to think you just doing that to look at my ass. I'm not going to want to go bowling. I'm not going to
that's a key point.
But I feel like dating...
What's that?
To go bowling, you're going to look at a woman's...
Yeah.
Am I talking about the shape earlier? A woman's shape? You can't get away from it.
So let's get back to the shape thing, because I do want to hear y'all men out on the shape. So...
I feel...
Take over the shape
problem. We can't pretend...
I feel as though it's a physical attraction first.
Yeah, we...
And then everything else come afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
That's normal.
When you looking at this, the first thing y'all go and...
But it's us. Right. That's how we do.
Right.
Well, hold on. Because
you got laid with her. You got laid with her.
It's like for it could be us two, y'all two, for example, when you first see each other, you know what I'm saying? It's like who attracted who first.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Did I attract you first or did he attract me first?
I don't know. It could be at the same time.
It's both a physical attraction.
Mm-hmm. That energy.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
That's
right.
The energy.
It's the energy. It's the chemistry. This, that, and the third. And you know what I mean? It's like the conversation, everything. You know what I mean? Like, not just your average, you know what I'm saying, woman or your average man. You know what I'm saying? It's like two people that came together, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like it and built and grown, and you're like, man, what the fuck? Like, oh, she just like.
So when y'all. Oh, what are y'all looking at first? So, what are y'all looking at first when you see a woman shit. And you feel the energy? What do you see?
Oh, that's got to do with her shape, though. Huh?
But when you feel that energy, because what do y'all naturally look at first?
Because every I feel as though, you know what I'm saying, man and woman, you know what I mean? Everybody has some type of type, you know what I'm saying? Even after a while, whether it's in the beginning, whatever, you know what I'm saying? People say, nah, I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's all about the personality or the person inside this, that, and third. Bullshit. Yeah. It does, but at the same time, it does.
I see that line.
It doesn't, but it does. You know what I'm saying?
It's because a line.
It matters. You know what I'm
it
saying?
We attracted to a certain physicality
of a male, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? From a woman's point of view and a male point of view. We attracted to a certain physicality, yes. You know what I'm saying? And that's it's true. Like, it's almost like that movie Shallow Hal.
Mm. Oh, I love that yeah. movie.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you'll get locked tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what people say, you know what I'm saying? What that person do, you know what I'm saying? They can be doing this, you can be doing that, but it's like, y'all like fucking magnets, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you like.
It's a fire.
Right.
It's a fire there.
You're like, you know, it's that one. You know what I'm saying? And that connection, you know what I mean? So it's like, for example, if it's been years and, you know what I'm saying, trials, tribulations, whatever, you know what I'm saying, and hanging out this, that, and the third, like, what is it?
Keeping you.
Keeping you. And then what is it that makes who does what?
Because a person can look ugly after a while, too, on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like,
man.
You could be doing things, and it's like, damn, well, you...
Because
the attitude from, like you said, the inside, that part inside, it can show its ugly beast. It can rear its head, right? But you could be, yeah, I'm looking good today, but, dog, you just said some bam-ass shit.
My
the other day, I don't even think about you the same way right now that you may, you know what I'm saying, that you may think I do no more, and vice versa. As far as like you ask, what do we look for in the beginning? The eyes never lie for me. I don't, everything else from here down, it's a woman's body. It's the fact that a woman can give birth for me. My shit deeper. Like you can carry life. So you already got me. You see what I'm saying? Just off that. But it's the eyes, because they don't lie. You can look at somebody and tell, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times a woman will give certain movements, you know what I mean, that you can kind of pick up on. And, I mean, I've always been like a hip guy, you know what I mean? I always like hips because I got, you know, got nice-sized hands, so I like to grab, you know what I mean? If we going physical.
Right.
But.
You want to buy me some hips?
You know.
I can sell them to you.
Sorry.
Just saying.
I think like.
The physical is the real deal. Okay. You can't lay with nobody, wake up the next morning and be like, damn, get an Eddie Murphy feet.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Boomerang
drinks.
Be
like, hold
time,
up. Them drinks.
If you're going to be with somebody a long time, our bodies are going to change. Men's bodies are going to change. Mm-hmm. Our bodies, right. My body's going to change. We're going to get older. I found a solution. You already know I found a solution to that. Anyway, as the body changes.
And there's nothing I can do about it. So.
It is, but it is.
No.
Remember, I told you, my doctor had one time, he called it the breast-to-belt syndrome, when you sit down and your breast is hanging to your belt. So what you got to do is, as the body start changing, you just going to lift. Lord, lift us up where we belong.
And so
lift
that,
them back up.
And that's,
so if that's
for
you,
too. Remember, that's for your,
that's
for your
for
own.
When I turn 50, these titties is getting lifted, and this tummy's getting tucked.
And that's
trying
for
to
y'all.
Find a way to get out. No,
it's for us, but you're going to get the benefit
implants,
as our long-time partner.
Okay.
You're going to get the benefit.
Just know I'm fine either way.
Get on Instagram,
and
find the kind of ass you want me to get, and that's the one I'm going to get.
I think that's always going to be a woman's intuition, a woman's self-conscious thing.
But you still have to wake up in the morning and say, damn, my wife looks good, even if her titties hanging to her belt.
I say, you know what I'm saying, certain men probably have it to a certain extent too, but for the majority part, we really don't, you know what I'm saying? People probably like you and I, you know what I mean? But just like I tell my woman all the time, like, man, I wouldn't change nothing, but.
But some men have insecurities about their bodies.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
men that don't have ideal bodies.
Well, because we know, because we know y'all gonna maintain that yourself. If you lose that, if you lose that about yourself, that's something that you have to address for you.
Exactly.
And if you make yourself feel like you want to change, and you make the changes, then I'm happy for you. But if you keep talking about you not gonna do it. And you do it and you don't do it.
And now we come, and now complaining it's, the now whole we time.
Now it's like, now you keep telling me every time that you're gonna lose your shit now. You ain't did one damn step.
You ain't did one crunch, bitch.
You ain't took no bag of cookies.
I'm tired of hearing about the doctor.
As you eating snacks and shit,
you've been zero. It's safe, breathe.
Yeah.
I'm finna watch the game.
I understand.
When you going shopping, I'm finna watch the game.
See, that's that mental connection. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's that mental connection, you know what I'm saying, which is far advanced than the physical connection, because when you have the mental connection, you know what I'm saying, it's almost like y'all can look at each other and think for yourself, right? You know what I'm saying? You know how each other going to think, how each other going to move, how each other will react.
That's a beautiful thing.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, a beautiful thing. You studying your mate.
Right.
You got to study your mate every day. Every day there's things that I wonder if I wouldn't have took the time to study it. Mm-hmm. Would I still be able to, you know, have that understanding, especially when you had children. If you're not studying the children you have, they're a part of that. You know, that's different. Mm-hmm. But when you're looking at your mate and you say, like I know for a fact, if I know she having a rough morning, I should be at the point now where I don't have to ask her, is her morning rough?
Right.
I should be automatically able to look at her and say, man, she ain't cooked the food how she normally cooked. let me run to the store and grab some flowers real quick.
He walked downstairs, don't smell no coffee, and I got this look on my face like, don't fucking talk to me.
I automatically go get the clothes upstairs and just start washing the clothes and drying them. Because I'm automatically saying,
this
ain't gonna get done if I don't do it.
Just do what you gotta do.
Hey, baby.
Nervous as shit. But that's that awareness.
You good? Why are you typing so fast?
Right.
But I don't want it anyway.
Just because I ain't asked you for it don't mean I don't want it. Look.
I put your towel in the washcloth.
Like you had it right there. Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, thank you.
Why are you posting so much? A lot of posts you putting up.
Sometimes I knew where my attitude was when I come home from work and I got, did you want a bag?
Right.
I hung up too fast when I was in traffic.
Oh, shit. Okay. My bad. I ain't need. That wasn't even for you, dog.
Right. My bad. But thank you for letting me unwind.
You better know it.
Ready.
You better know it.
Did you check that homework, too?
Oh, okay.
Well, let me, you got, and I got a frozen daiquiri.
Yo, the funniest shit, one time, it had to be like a year or two ago.
Right up, baby.
All I remember, I was having a real shit just week. And I remember I heard him telling the kids, look, don't ask Miss Tiffany for nothing. Nothing. Don't go in there. Don't knock on the door. Don't ask her for nothing. She resting. And I was like, damn, that's what the fuck I'm... You know what? You about to get some head today.
Hello.
You done earned your head today. Because that's the...
Cherish the love we have.
But because we don't have the energy, at a certain point, we don't even have the energy or the words to even describe how we feeling. We just know we're not in a good place mentally, and right now, I just don't want to talk to nobody. It's not you. I just need some space so I can figure out how the fuck I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Asking. That's the one I look for.
I don't know.
Thank you.
I don't know what's wrong.
I don't know.
But it's off. But it's wrong. Whatever it is, it's wrong.
You better find a book to help you fix it.
Right.
Yeah, so when I figure it out, I will bring it to you.
Better hit Google.
And if I need your assistance at any point in my figuring it out, I know where you are. Thank you for being there, and I'll come to you.
Right.
That's it.
Halt.
I found a movie and gave him some cookies.
Hey.
Whatever the hell you had to do.
Here's my motto.
That shit had you cracking.
It's called halt. She's hungry. She's hungry. Peep this. It's called halt for all men. All the men that's listening, when you play this part, okay, listen to this part. It's called halt. H-A-L-T. When she's hungry, angry, lonely, and tired.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to say it again for you Negroes who don't get
it. Slow it down for them because we got remedials.
It's called halt. When she's hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. that's when you need to do some investigating. You need to do some investigating. Just go ahead and stop. And stop. Say it's not you, dog. Mm. Now, this is the woman that I'm putting time and effort into. You can't get the time back once you put it in. So don't get upset if you're not doing the right things. And you got to slow down. And say it's not about your ass right now. She got you. She right here. She not going nowhere. But you can easily have her go up that way, or she can go back that way. But she ain't going nowhere near you no more.
Right, no bullshit. That's real.
And it's important because I hear a lot of brothers say through social media, through just, you know, good men that I'm around, happy wife, happy life. There's a lot of truism in that. Yeah. Right. But it's also happy spouse, happy house. Right. Because yeah, we set the tone as men. Right. And if I come into the home or another brother come into the home, and you always tell me this, look, she would call me. She temperature check. I still call her the temperature check. She checked the temperature early.
Way before COVID.
What time you getting off again? Let me test this fool's temperature to see what type of mood he had at work. If he got, if it's traffic, if he need to take a shot of liquor when he come home, because either dinner's gonna be prepared for him or it ain't, depending on his attitude over that phone.
Hello. Right.
These are the things you gotta halt, brothers. Right. So
that's like capitalizing on what Drew said before we started the podcast. He wanted me to say this. He said, you know what I mean? We was talking about, you know, what comes first. You know what I'm saying? And like how we, you know, meet each other, the energy, chemistry, and everything like that. You know what I mean? And we was talking about us being leaders, being alphas and everything, as men and everything. You know what I mean? We said leaders recognize leaders, and I was like, that's true, but can we be leaders together? Mm. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. And have each other back, and like, watching a movie today, Jump the Broom, ain't seen that shit in fucking years, but T.D. Jakes said, even a soulmate will test you. Mm-hmm.
Legit.
Can you handle it? Mm. Are you really ready?
Lord.
You know what I'm saying? So,
Lord.
Right.
Can you lead with me?
Right. With you.
And hearing you say that, we're talking about being a leader and the whole dating thing. Me personally, I think that if I am to date you, that is an interview. And I really feel like the same way you come to an interview with your resume, come to the date ready for some stuff. Because I don't have time to waste.
What kind of questions do you ask on first dates?
True.
Oof. What do you think about kids? Do you have kids? Do you like kids? Yeah.
That's all vital.
Are you I don't want to ask about when was don't tell me when the last time you was in a relationship.
Are you involved in your kids?
Do you want to be married? Well, see, I would get to that later. And the only reason why I say that,
you're going
to
find that out yourself.
There you go.
Right. You're going to find out how close you are yourself.
Right. You want to see that for you.
You can tell me all day that, yeah.
The representative can tell me, yeah, right. I'm involved. I've been around. Because my whole thing is, because you maybe give me my answer. Because any dude to tell me, oh, she won't let me see my kids, motherfucker, then why not?
Right.
The courthouse worked both ways.
Yeah.
When the last time you filed papers?
She ain't here to defend herself, so that's null and void.
And I mean, I get the black man don't like running to the court for stuff. But you a black man, protect your children.
Yeah, you got a right to
if that means you being in your children's life, but that's another podcast. But I feel like, I don't need to talk to you. I don't need to get to know you if you're not trying to get married. If you don't believe in monogamy.
Like they say, date to get married.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a real interview. Now, I'm not going to ask you how many sexual partners have you had.
Oh, yeah, no. Nah.
How many relationships? No. Nah. But I need to know what's important.
As long as you ain't got nothing, they ain't never giving me nothing.
So all of the things that are non-negotiables for you are the things that you ask on the first date.
I won't even say non-negotiables because it could be somebody that tells me they believe in God, but they are not saved. Right. So for some people, you got to be saved. You got to be in the church. You got to be active in the church. You got to belong to a church. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but I need to know, do you believe in God? Because if you believe in God, we should be able to connect on somebody's level. Mm-hmm. Because you can't always expect somebody to be saved because maybe it's for you to lead them to Christ. Mm-hmm. But I need to know what you believe in. Mm. And even if you believe, even if you happen to be Muslim, that's not going to be a strike.
Right.
Right.
You believe, you know, in something.
There's some type
because
of faith.
I respect the Muslim faith.
Right. Absolutely.
And I respect the Muslim faith because Christians, and I say Christians because I'm a Christian. I can't speak for nobody else. You can't knock another religion.
No.
Because mm-hmm. I give it to the Islamic religion. They make time to pray. What do us Christians do? We pray on the go.
This dude was praying at the leader the other day. I was like, I like that.
God is great. God is good. While we chew on our food. No, they take time. They make their prayer. And that's mm-hmm. something that they're dedicated to. So it may be Allah for them, but I'm not going to knock them for that.
Right.
It's a commitment they've made, and that's, you know, that's a part of their character. And you,
right. And I mean, after time, you know, you would have to have that conversation about how the religions would combine if y'all getting to that point. But I don't know you enough to put stock into having a conversation about, oh, well, am I going to have to convert? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, Let's just get to know each other.
Not over no blooming onion.
Right. 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 So, I mean, like, me asking you at this age, you want to have kids, I'm not going to ask you that shit no more because I don't want no more motherfucking kids.
Yeah,
I don't want no more baby daddies, and I don't want no more motherfucking kids. We can get dope.
I'm trying to remember what I asked you on our first date. I think I did ask you like some real pointed questions. I think I asked him like how was he comfortable in the gay community? Because a lot of my friends friends are homosexual. I got a trans friend. I got, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm in different communities.
Okay.
And so it's certain people in my life, friends wise, that probably won't be going anywhere because they've been around and have, you know, they are who they are, and they've been honest people with me, and they just kind of not really going anywhere. They're part of my life. So I need to know that you, as a heterosexual man, don't have any type of homophobic ways about mm-hmm. you, because, yes, my gay friend and his husband is coming over for the barbecue.
Well, you did. And you tested, you know, me. What I'm saying? You tested. That was an early test.
But I had to ask that shit
and
up front.
Because at that time, it was almost like, well, that's what they do, and I'm pursuing you. So whoever's close to you, at some point, they're going to have to be close to me if I'm pursuing you in some way. And if I'm going to be around these people, that's a reflection of, you know, of what we've built or what I'm trying to build with you. They got a relationship with you that I don't have. Mm-hmm. That can't be I can't knock what you have already built with them. That's like somebody, I built this block over here. I'm thinking about knocking it down because I got this new one over here. Well, is that building still doing good things for
you?
Are you still getting income from the building? Is people still coming to your shop? Okay, so why get rid of it?
Right.
If it's working for you, we can make a new building here to add on and make multiple buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have different relationships and different family and friends, and then you can blend with different people. So I didn't look at that early, but the type of person that you showed me that you were early on, I said, well, this is her call. Like, this is the people that you build relationships with. I got a whole bunch of hood friends.
Yeah, and I travel in many circles.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll say that. I can't be
so
like,
I need you to be comfortable.
My man going, hey, he gonna make this diamond with us. We gonna smoke this diamond in the backyard. It's all right.
Memorial Day weekend, you know what I'm saying? Memorial Day weekend, and we barbecue hopping. Okay, well, I need you to understand that if I'm planning the parties of where we hopping to, then we might hit my gay friend house first, and then we gonna ride down to the hood. Might be some guns. Probably some drugs. And then when we leave, then the next day we going over Becky's. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And we went to the wedding.
And they don't use paper plates there. So even though it's a barbecue, we're eating on China because that's how they get down up
and
there.
I went to your white friend's wedding.
Yes,
and had to stop a nigga from stabbing somebody.
Child, that was a whole mess. But, early in them first 1, 2, 3 dates, I just needed to make sure that he was comfortable with himself enough that when I'm introducing him to my family. Because, again, as a single person with no children, even though I was very close to my blood-related family, I built my family. I built my family. When it's times when I want to go to Moe's and eat, then I know what friend I can call up to say, hey, you trying to go to Moe's? If I'm just trying to, you know, get drunk and have some strong, cheap drinks, then we going to Outback and we going to get a Bloomin' Onion and these strong, cheap drinks because I know the bartender over there. If I want sushi, then I'm calling this friend because that friend likes to eat
sushi.
That's
that independent.
You see what I'm saying? So my circle is so diverse. If you're an insecure person, then you're not going to make it with me because you're just not. That's just not who I am. I'm not gonna not hang, you know, unless a friend of mine is disrespectful to you in a manner that is then disrespectful to me. Yeah. If it's an unwarranted disrespect, well then I'm gonna start evaluating that friendship.
Right.
But you're not about to be coming and disrespecting my friends because you can get the fuck on. Right. You know what I mean? And so those, and I asked them mm-hmm. questions very, very early. Yeah. Do you want to have some more kids? Andrew, the first person I ever dated that has children. I didn't date men that has kids because what the fuck for? You know what I'm saying? What am I supposed to do with some kids? So
I had to work.
You know, and we had, that was a very,
very,
a deep conversation that eventually was an ongoing conversation. You know what I'm saying? So those, for me, it was the things in my life that I felt like were non-negotiables because I worked very hard to get to a place where I was mentally and, you know, financially, and I'm finally in this nice, cushy place. You ain't finna come in here and fuck it up.
Right.
I had to protect my space, that my peace, my soul. I had to protect that. And everything else, we'll figure it out. Either I'm going to like it or I'm not, but we're both adults, and if you love me and I love you, then we can respect our differences and move forward.
I had to enhance what you already had. There was no other way. Meaning, if I was going to add something to it, right, I had to be a match. I had to add something to that. I had to help elevate it.
Right.
There was no coming in, oh, man, I got what I want. Baby mama out the way. I got all three of mine, and I got this one. Fine, over here she got on. No, it wasn't. I wasn't on some like, all right, I've got it. It's here come to work, bro.
Right.
Now here come to work because you got to maintain
it. You're gonna take care of it,
though. You've been asking to do all this time.
You said you wanted it.
It ain't going nowhere because you've been putting it in there, but it ain't been noticed. But guess what? Don't drop the ball now, because now you definitely got to stay on that level and take it up, because I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna get what you're looking for when you least expect it, because it's here. So don't stop.
Are you prepared?
Hello. Right.
Because neither one of us was looking for a relationship. We literally were not. I damn the hell sure was not looking for no relationship. He had just come off of a long relationship. I had just come off of whatever the fuck you want to call that I had came off of. Girl. I ain't. Anyway.
And we expressed that triggered. Early.
Triggered.
And that's crazy. Yeah, we expressed that after a few times. It took us almost a good month to actually get to that part. It took a good month or so because, remember, I didn't want to. You're right. I wanted to stay away.
Look, I had to take a drink out of that.
I wasn't trying to get back into nothing. I had to find out what I needed to get for myself first. I had three little people looking up to me like, all right, what's the move, dog?
Hey, Daddy,
like,
what we finna do? What we about to do, dog?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you, we following you, dog. What you about to do? And so it was difficult because I was like, man, I don't. But in about that, you know what I'm saying, the significant other at the time, it was more so, all right, well, what am I going to do? And then when I made the decision to be like, all right, we're going to make these moves for yourself, and then the kids gonna see it, and then they get comfortable. Like, I never forced them to call you anything but what your name was.
No.
And that was big for them, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want them uncomfortable, and I didn't want them thinking they had to. But the dating scene, for me, just briefly, I never felt like I dated either. I felt like I was getting to know somebody. Mm-hmm. And it was either gonna be something I liked, and I was gonna be like, all right, that's cool. You know, that's fine. I like that too. Who don't like to eat? You know what I'm saying? But I realized, are you close with anybody? Does anybody like you? Right. Like, do you have any friends? Can you go somewhere and your energy can be that? Yeah. Like, people can be drawn to your aura?
Right.
Because I'm an energetic person. So, and I'm very passionate. You know, we passionate about everything we do. Right. Sometimes we get over-aggressive. Excited. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I ain't out here tricking. You know what I'm saying? But I'm hunting. Right. And if you allow me to catch you, I'm gonna treat you how you're supposed to be treated.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's on. Like, everything I put my hands on, like, I want it to be You know what I'm saying? So it took time during the dating process because I was like, I don't know, you know, like, and you know, at the time you had a whole lot of your friends that was testing me, like, all right, who this dude? What are you about? He got kids, he in the Marines. So I'm feeling, all right, dog, you gotta put that defense shield down. These people she know that's trying to see what you about, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? And if she get the wrong whiff off what they get, you might as well leave the door. Don't even come back to this piece. Right. So it took time for me to really look at you and say,
because them looking at you wasn't about you.
She ain't got to do shit.
It was about me.
She ain't
got to
do shit. I
got to
be the one.
They understand my mind.
Right. They know I be tripping sometimes.
If you
look
that way, if you the opposite, what does that say for you? If you worrying about what those people are saying, what does that say about you?
Insecure. Mm-hmm. And there's no real commitment. We touched on earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you don't got a commitment to, I'm sorry. If you don't got a commitment to yourself, how you finna commit to me?
Well,
and woman going, smell bullshit, Paula. Come get this nigga. We going out clubbing, girl. So, and then also, I didn't like clubbing. See, there was a point I met you where I was done the games. And I said in one of my songs, I said, I'm done with the games. It was almost like I'm done playing them because I played them so long. I felt like I was pitching toad running in circles. You ever seen
in the words of my daddy,
circles, pitching toad,
my daddy
can't go nowhere.
The only thing I play is the radio.
He sure did.
How man?
He told me that.
That's
in
what
that
he
car.
Told Andrew. I had
no. Back it up. This is what he said. We can end this too. Y'all get final thoughts. This is what he said. This is what he told me. He said, "This record." He said, "Hey, you playing the instruments?" So me being vulnerable.
It's just them two
the
in
time,
the truck.
Me being
just
vulnerable. I said, "Yeah, you know, I do music. You know, I do a little something on the microphone." Okay. You know, Tiffany played the saxophone for a while. I said, yeah, she told me. He warming me up now. I said, yeah, I know. She told me. I said, that's what's up, though. He's like, just so you know, the only thing I play is the radio.
In other words, don't fucking play.
Don't play.
Don't play.
I don't play.
That's my daughter.
I only play the radio.
That's my baby girl.
And I'm
she
in the truck.
I'm strong.
And you know how we are. You know, we built from that cloth where it was like, dang, I think I needed to hear that.
Yay.
Because I got a daughter. You see what I'm saying? So for me, it was like, I could dig that. Yeah. And it was more like saying, all right, she like you. I don't know you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So guess what? Don't play around. Because you got to deal with me.
I think my dad is the only person who...
And that's my man, 50 grand to this day.
When it came to dating, his opinion was the only one that really mattered to me.
Yeah.
Because my father, he knows me. I'm a daddy's girl, always. And he trusts my judgment, but he also knew that I'm growing. I'm learning the lessons that same way he had to learn lessons, and my mama had to learn lessons, and all of that. So when I would find somebody that I'm like, okay, I like this one, I'm going to take him to my daddy. Like, that was really the test.
Yeah.
My dad, he's not a disrespectful dude at all. He's mad chill. So if I introduce you to my dad and we chit-chatting, and then my dad step off and go do whatever he doing and he don't want to engage in no conversation, he's not going to be a dick about it. He's like, all right, I'm about to go clean my gun, whatever. Nice to meet you, young man. And he going to go do his thing. I'm like, shit. He don't like this one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We know.
Yeah, right. we know our dad. And then, you know, the nigga, he don't know no damn difference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your dad's real cool. And I'm thinking, my dad don't fuck with you at all.
Right.
You did not pass daddy test. No, so, I have to start weaning off. But, so when he met Andrew, it was, he wanted to go fishing. He wanted to show him his gun collection. He wanted to do
dating,
this.
Though.
And I'm like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh shit!
Yeah.
Talk about dating.
Yeah, don't date the family.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, goddamn. You know, hey, let's see what old Andrew up to. Who is he? But shit. But since when you want to hang out with somebody without me?
You know what I'm saying?
But it's a beautiful thing because I know that I think for my dad, he knew when he walked me down that aisle to pass me to this man, he could take a step back. I've done my job.
And it was difficult for him to do that after.
His baby girl.
But he slowly would do it. And the crazy part is I didn't have to force it. I think when he saw me that day that actually happened, I was moving furniture. And he saw me moving it by myself. And I guess he kind of looked at me like, man, moving it by himself.
You
got a man at work.
Be moving shit
you got somebody at work and don't got to tell him nothing. He seemed like he...
Oh, okay. So it was a, it was different. And get then to get that call, that I got that call like 3 days later from your peoples. I was at work on the truck driving.
Oh, yeah.
And peoples called me. It's like, hey, Andrew, how you doing?
My mother called him.
I said, hey, Mama Chef. To this day, that's what I always call her. I said, hey, Mama Chef, I'm fine. It was 8 in the morning. I had just clocked in at work.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Mama Chef, how you dad be doing? I'm nervous because I'm, you know, people's calling me. And long story short, she's like, me and Odell just wanted you to know that we are so happy that Tiffany met you, that you came into her life with them beautiful babies. And I'm over the joint like this. Hallelujah!
They wanted.
I think I done did it.
They wanted me to sit my ass down, they is wanted, what it was.
I'm like this.
That's the part is.
They wanted me to slow down.
Your family had to date, well, chose to date Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. They damn sure did. They definitely
when
did.
When we found out about you and you already had a ring on your finger, we ain't need to date you.
Because y'all know him.
Yep. We ain't need to date you. I ain't asked no damn question.
Nope. Oh, she, what Ashanium say? When we gonna meet sis?
Yep.
When we gonna meet sis?
Yeah.
It wasn't no her. It was, when we gonna meet sis?
Because we had engaged in like.
You know what I'm saying? So it was like.
Oh, we I got engaged like 2.5 months.
I wasn't playing.
3 months.
I wasn't playing. 3 months. I wasn't playing.
Yeah, it was real short.
Andrew got a what? Oh, shit. She
the one. Yeah. I wasn't playing.
That was but it.
It's different. It's different. And it's only different because, like I said, I had stopped playing. Mm-hmm. And men, when make it up in their mind, they'll know when you stop playing because you're playing with a woman's heart and it's mm-hmm. dangerous because she ain't going to let you know. It may be somebody else that's like, hey, dog, we got eyes on you, homeboy. Mm-hmm. This ain't the one. So I ain't never want nobody to do that to my sister. Yep. And I ain't never want nobody to do that to my mother or to my daughter.
And now you got a daughter. So
that's why it was vital. But these are the lessons. You know, people say, oh, yeah, well, that's common sense. You're going to think that. Nah, you don't always think that, homeboy. You don't always think that.
And
so
your life be different. Like, it'd be a different phase of life. And at some point, you got to grow up. Like, everybody can change. I don't like people putting stigmas on certain categories and stuff like that. I mean, people can change.
Yeah,
people can. Yeah,
you should be changing. Hello.
And people grow up. That's the part of that's what you're supposed to do in life, in your different phases in life. And so it's like you have to know thy representative and know thy person. And it's a big, big difference. And at the end of the day, I was watching my wrap up thought. I was watching Ready to Love.
Mm.
And so I was like, this is really pretty daggone interesting. Then I started watching Married at First Sight. I was binge watching Married at First Sight.
Tough.
The Charlotte edition. That was the first one I seen. And I was like, you know what? I can go on that show. And I can get married without seeing the person. Because where I am in my life, what you look like, isn't as important as who you are on the inside. And whether I marry you today or 7 years from now, I still gotta get to know you.
Yeah.
I still gotta get to know you.
That's
and I'm
deep.
Not gonna get to know you in a year. I'm not gonna get to know you in 3 years. You never know a person. You will never ever fully know a person because every day you should be evolving. So you have to stay in covenant with that person so that you can make sure that you know that person.
Mm-hmm. Keep dating.
So I was like, yeah, keep
yeah.
dating.
Yeah.
But,
dating
it, but it's like, you know, I could see myself doing that. So it's like people.
We're going to put you on the show. Let me call them and let them know.
Yeah, we're about to do an interview.
Because you really could do that.
I really could. And I'd probably be successful as hell.
So let me ask you this. We're going to wrap this up a little bit. This was an excellent episode. This might be the best episode. I appreciate y'all. Any final thoughts on, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing of what comes first for y'all? This was a pleasure.
I would say authenticity comes first. Whether you choose to date formally or informally, get to know thy person.
Always be you.
Yep.
Don't never feel like you gotta be somebody else in your own skin. If that's the case, keep on pushing. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said I appreciate my fiance. Because I ain't never, from the first day we met to now, I've never changed who I was. You know what I'm saying? Oh, everybody always want to polish. I don't want you to mess nothing up for yourself. Or I don't want you to do. I'm not about to beat somebody. I'm not. Like, if I'm bitchy, I'm bitchy. You know what I'm saying? If I'm about to give it to you straight, I'm going to give it to you. I don't fabricate nothing, you know? I'm going to pull you to the side. Everybody needs a tune-up. You know what I'm saying? As you discipline a kid, Lord, everyone needs a tune-up. Mm-hmm.
Stinger.
No matter how old you are, you understand? Mm-hmm. No matter who you are, everybody needs to be tuned up a little fine, little baby.
Hey, I ain't got to knock your manhood down.
Hello, don't feel demasculated.
And you said earlier, you shouldn't let me. You shouldn't allow me to knock it down.
Yep. Constructive criticism is always welcome. Mm-hmm. You should always have your door open to that.
That's a word. Thank you, sisters. That's
a word. You can't see yourself from the outside the way other people
don't break a man, make a man. What don't break a woman, make a woman. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
but most importantly, don't break the man.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't break the man, he won't break the woman.
Right. You know, and like Drew and I was talking earlier, you know what I'm saying? Like, on a soulmate level, when you feel like you got that woman where it's like, damn, we can watch the game.
That's real.
We can go through this.
We going to the rain.
You ever just been sitting in the bed and be like, hey, young, you want to just go? You ever thought about just jumping out of the plane? Let's go jump out of the plane. But
we did jump out of the plane. I've been
thinking about that same shit. You be like, what the fuck? Come on, let's go. Let's stop. Hello. You can't Google that shit fast enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, ding. All right, got that shit. You get the email, get the notification. I'm like, my motherfucking iCloud. I'm going to airdrop that bitch right there. Ding. Like, you be in there. You be like, next thing you know, you like,
all my life. All my life.
Y'all both just thinking like, what can we do now?
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, yeah, I done felt it. You know what I'm saying? And even though, like I said, you're going to have your ups and downs, but it's the maturity level, you know what I mean?
It's a beautiful struggle, bro.
And, yeah.
It's a beautiful struggle,
it's how you go together and you learn.
Maintain it and then keep polishing it. It's like a new weapon. Right. You get a new weapon and you use it a couple of times. You got to clean that joint. You got to take it apart, clean it so it work right. Or it's going to jam on you. Oh, hey, won't shoot no more. You ain't clean it. You ain't take care of it.
This is like each chapter gets better and better. You know
Back to the open book. You gotta open that book up. Page one. Preface. Don't just skip and go to the third, fourth chapter. You done missed everything in the beginning. You done missed everything in the beginning. I know what this book about. Nah, that's a different book.
This bitch reading preface and everything.
It's a different book. You read the credits? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. You have to.
What comes first for me, I'm just going to be honest, is for me first come the physical because, again, I need to be able to look at you in the morning time. So if your teeth fucked up, it's a no. Okay? Obamacare or something. Get you some fucking teeth. If your fingernails... Don't do that, dear. If your fingernails is dirty, it's a no. If you smell, if I ask you to stick your finger in your... If we just got on a date and I ask you, put your finger in your belly button and smell it, and it's nasty, it's a no.
Hit the stop button.
I'm just saying. You asked me what came first.
Like this,
in the belly button,
you look like that.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
You mean the crust in the navel from shirts when you wear the shirts?
Because if you just took a shower and you just picked me up, your belly button should not be funky. That's telling me that you're not washing properly.
You got bad odor.
And you're dirty. Right, you're nasty. Right. That's what comes first. That's what comes first for me. For me, it is definitely a energy like that can't be seen in addition to a physical attraction for me. That is definitely what comes first. And as Drew said earlier in the podcast, you can get real motherfucker ugly real quick. Fuck you and them pretty ass teeth. I will knock that one of them motherfuckers loose. See how pretty your teeth gonna be missing a molar, bitch.
Say Jerome's in the
house. So for me, it's definitely, I need to feel that energy. I need to feel some type of connection that's bigger than the both of us. And then from there, we're going to see how it go.
Yeah.
And that's going to be what it is.
Yeah.
What comes first? Good Dogs Podcast. Yeah, Good Dogs Podcast. That was enjoyable. I appreciate all my family. We not just not just guests.
My red lingerie on tonight.
Family. We're going to keep this thing going.
It's time for me to go.
Hey, to the next time, people.
There's no need to fear it. There's no need to fear it. It's all around you. It's called love. I found you. Hey, look. They took too much time. Yo. Power of the press got the people losing rest. Lacing up the words from the hood to the birds. Life before the nerve of the system we observe.
Hey, so yeah, that was another episode going into this end of the year. That was a real good topic. You know, what comes first? You know, sometimes you're not even dating. You're interviewing a person. You know, you're getting to know them. You know, it's not even about if this is going to turn into anything sexual or anything like that. You know, that'll come, I guess, in time. You know, if it's meant to be. But we had fun doing this episode. It was family. You know, even during this COVID, you know, we stayed safe. You know, Thanksgiving. So appreciate all the support from Good Dogs. We're going to keep rolling. It's your man, T.I.M.E. Good Dogs.